Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life again. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you are listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Listen, you guys, I am still working on toning it up. As you guys, if you've been following along, you know that I recently decided to up my game when it comes to physical fitness, and I told my story about going to the chiropractor and gaining weight. Don't gain weight if you don't have to, because it takes a lot of work to get off what went on so easily. However, one of the things that I noticed when it comes to losing weight is the importance of sleep. Now, I've talked about this before, about the importance of sleep and being able to relax, because your body secretes that cortisol and it contributes to belly fat, and all of the stresses of life kind of sets right in your midsection. Well, that's kind of a hereditary thing in my family, so I work really hard on my midsection. And when you gain a little bit of weight, then it goes there as well as other parts of the body. So I've been working, doing the full body workout, and really just making it happen. Now, I'll confess, I'm going to blame it on Hurricane Irma, because that sounds like a really good lame excuse. Okay, so I'm going to go with the lame excuse that I did not weigh this week because of Hurricane Irma. I kind of got behind on some things, and I'll be honest, during Hurricane Irma, had a little fun as far as not overeating, because I ate pretty healthily, but every now and then I indulged in some potato chips. That's like my favorite comfort food. So I did indulge in some potato chips, but that was pretty much it. But I didn't overindulge. So I didn't weigh in, but I am, and I'm going to tell you next week where I am in this fitness journey. But what I want to talk to you about today is the napping part of things, getting that sleep and what it does for me. And it may be able to help you also. There are a lot of benefits in being able to take a nap. And I know some of you that are listening to this are thinking, are you kidding me? Who has time for a nap when I'm on a 9-to-5 job? Well, we make time for everything else. I'm guessing if you really need a nap, you can find some place to kind of chill out. Now, I'm not telling you to do that, because then they catch you sleeping on the job, and then they draw conclusions. Okay, but we mostly talk to entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs. And so if you are at home or even in your office, sometimes taking a little nap can have some great benefits to go with that. And some of the benefits that I've gotten from napping is I find that if I'm having a really stressful day, if I have a lot coming at me and I have a lot of things I have to deal with, and I didn't go to bed on time the night before, I find that I'm a little bit out of it. And so the stress on top of not having gone to sleep on time the night before, it interferes with me being able to focus, me being able to relax and get the job done, that whatever it is I'm working on, whatever project I'm working on at that time. So being able to nap, some of the benefits of napping is relaxation. It will cause you to relax. And I'll be honest, some of the best sleep I've ever had is during the day when I've taken a nap. I mean, it's a great sleep. And I wake up and I'm relaxed. It's not a long nap. It's just a short one, because you have to be careful. You don't want to take a long nap, because if you take a long nap, then you might have some problems going to sleep at night. And so I don't take a long nap. I'll take a little short nap. And I find that not only, of course, does it relax me, when I wake up, I'm more relaxed, but the reduced fatigue, because if I didn't get enough sleep the night before, and if I got a lot of stressful things going on, or situations, a lot of fires I'm putting out, then it does kind of reduce the fatigue, because a lot of fatigue can come on you with a lot of stress. You're just tired at some point. And rather than walking around when people saying, how are you, saying, oh, I'm so tired, which, by the way, that's like a downer. I'm just saying. So I don't want to do that. So I take a nap. And so it reduces the fatigue. And of course, one of the most important parts when it comes to me working and getting my projects done is it increases my alertness. Now, this is a short show because we're talking about napping, and so I said short nap, so we're going to have a short show, so stay awake, stay alert. But the thing is, it increases alertness, and of course, it improves your mood. I can be a pretty grouchy person when I don't get enough sleep, but it goes beyond that. If you don't get enough sleep the night before, and you don't, I don't make a habit of this, I don't take naps all the time, but if I don't get enough sleep the night before, you know, your body secretes cortisol, or you have a tendency to crave carbs. I know I do. Okay, most of us do. And you crave carbs, and so you have a tendency to overeat in the area of carbs, and as a result now, it kind of defeats the whole physical fitness thing. Even though you might have gone and had a great workout, but if you're tired or you're exhausted, your body needs some energy. And of course, we get our energy from carbs. That's one of the ways. And so we crave carbs. But I find that when I take a nap, I don't overeat or I don't crave carbs. Why? Because I'm not fatigued. I'm not tired. So my body's not craving energy because it naturally got the energy boost from the nap. So my overall performance throughout the day is improved. I have a quicker reaction time to things. And of course, another great plus is I have a better memory as a result of taking a nap. Have you ever tried to really think things through, either if you're stressed out or if you're really exhausted because you haven't gotten enough sleep? You look up into your head and you try and figure out now, what was it I was supposed to be doing, or what's that person's name? And so it is important that you, first of all, make sure you get enough sleep, because that can affect your ability to lose weight, or at least it affects mine. And as we know, I've been talking about my personal journey, and that's one of the things that I discovered too, is that when I don't get enough sleep at night, I find that not only I might work out, but the workout's not that great. But the other thing is that I find that I do pick up weight when I don't get enough sleep. So sometimes napping helps me stay on track when it comes to that. So I wanted to just talk about that really quickly today. But here's your caveat, as always, is that you want to make sure that you don't take a long nap, as I said earlier, because then when it's time for you to go to bed, you're going to have some insomnia issues. And poor sleep quality at night, it kind of can cause other issues, and you don't want those issues to happen. So long or frequent naps might interfere with nighttime sleep. So I do my best not to take those naps as often, but the point is there are times when I need it, and it puts me back on track. And then, of course, I make sure that I go to bed. And so while this might seem like a very simple thing or a small thing, a small issue, you really want to make sure that you get enough rest. And so I make sure that I get enough rest through napping, because I really don't want to overeat. I don't want to eat those unnecessary carbs, or more carbs than I need to eat. Now, if you do, for whatever reason, fall asleep and you take a nap that's longer than normal, and what I mean by a long nap or a short nap is somewhere between maybe 10 to no more than 30 minutes for me is what works. If I sleep, and I've done this, I've slept beyond 30 minutes. If I sleep for more than 30 minutes, first of all, I know it's because I didn't go to bed the night before, or because I've got way too much on my plate. So then I start organizing and revising, and I start tabling some things, and I start putting projects, and I start prioritizing my projects and decide, okay, I'm going to do this one, this one. And then I also decide which projects I'm not going to do, because I don't want to exhaust myself to the point where I'm taking long naps during the day. That also affects my ability to get, say, certain things done during peak work hours. So taking a nap can be of great benefit, but it can also hinder you in different ways. But now, as I was about to say, if for whatever reason, on those few times when you take a long, long nap, then and you go beyond that 30 minutes and you say, oh, wow, I'm going to have a hard time going to sleep tonight. And I've done that a few times. And so one of the things that I use, and I've talked about this before, is sleep support and renewal. So I've talked about the fact that it's natural, and I like that. It has a nice spearmint flavor, and I kind of like kind of spraying it, you know, in my mouth, and I spray it, and it's of course it's melatonin, and it's a melatonin and nutrient complex that supports sleep, because you want to get enough sleep so that your brain can function properly. And so that's what I use if for whatever reason I take a nap that goes beyond 30 minutes, or I sleep too long, because I want to make sure I reset and get back on track, and I don't want to stay up all night. And as I said, this is a very short show. Short nap, short show. And if you missed yesterday's show, go back and listen to yesterday's show. I think, you know, yesterday was really a great show because it was all about authenticity and the power behind being you and what that really means. And so if you missed that, you want to go back and listen to it. And you will also, of course, hear the announcement that I'm about to say again on this show, is that we are we're going to get back to our 7th year anniversary, but because of Hurricane Irma, a lot of things got thrown off track. Some of the giveaways that I wanted to, well, give away, I have some things I have to sort out with that as a result of the hurricane. So I should have those sorted out in a few days, assuming I don't take any more naps. No, I'm not going to take any naps, but I should have those sorted out in a few days. And we're going to get back on track with celebrating our 7th year anniversary on Designing Your Life today. I'm excited because we've been sharing information to help you do life with power for 7 years. We started with Blog Talk Radio, and after Blog Talk Radio, I decided to go independent. It was just, well, more prudent to do so. And even though Blog Talk Radio is great, and since then, we have been going strong. Our numbers are increasing. I love it that you guys are liking our show and sharing our show, and that you're getting good information from our show. Now, one last thing I want to say as I wrap up, because this is Tone It Up Tuesday. So when we talk about fitness and weight loss and really just taking care of your body, I'm telling you about my personal journey. And of course, anything that I recommend, these are things that I use. And before you try those things, be sure that you consult a physician or your personal physician or a doctor, and ask them if it's okay for you to use any product that I recommend on the show. But I just want to encourage you guys to stay the course and put your attention on having the best physical body that you can have, the healthiest physical body that you can have. I feel blessed that I am a healthy person, but I do what I can to make sure I stay healthy. Do I sometimes eat foods I shouldn't eat? Yeah, you better believe it. Confession time. However, I get back on track pretty quickly because, as I just said, I like potato chips. I don't eat them often. I may have them maybe 3 times a year, maybe. So the point that I'm driving home to you guys is that you really want to take care of your body. If you need more sleep, get more sleep. If you have issues sleeping because of stress and other issues, then get something that will help you with that. I find that sprays work better than taking the melatonin pills. The pills do nothing for me, first of all. And when I took them, it takes too long for them to get in my system and work. The spray, it works quickly. When I spray my sleep support and renewal spray, I am asleep in, I don't even think it takes me 10 minutes and I'm gone. I'm out. And so you want to take care of your body, and sleep is a big part of that. Well, with that being said, that's all I have for you guys today. We're going to have more tomorrow. We're going to be talking about relationships on Wednesday and more about your business relationship as well as your relationship with yourself so that you can have better relationships with others on Wednesday. And of course, Thursday, we will talk to you about thriving in your business. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur or you are an entrepreneur, you want to be sure that you tune in. And I'll give you guys an update in a few days as to when we're going to kind of kick off our 7th year anniversary again. Hey, either I do it right or I don't do it at all. Hey, listen, you guys have a great day. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.